Chapter 2. Me? Una pensione? I was convinced my daughter Mila was crazy in the head when she came home that otherwise unremarkable late October day in 1934 and announced the news that Bertie Allen, the odd English woman who owned the Pensione Alexandra overlooking the Bay of Naples at Caracciolo Tredici, was thinking of selling. I had no idea why Mila was so excited. For heaven's sakes, why should Paul and I be interested in hearing about a pensione that was for sale? But that was how Mila was. A girl of 17 years, forever dreaming, with a mind that could never sit still. Mila was very smart when it came to so many things, but she was constantly puzzled by the oddest assortment of distractions. She spent far too much of her waking hours each day wondering about what might be. Some days, that head of hers was completely in the clouds. What did she know of life? What did she know of fate? What did she know of disappointment? I couldn't help but smile when Paul told me Mila reminded him of how naive I had been about these things when I first stepped off the train in Naples at the age of 21, in those months before we married. I suppose that operating a small guest house like the Pensione Alexandra would not be as ridiculous as trying to manage a huge hotel like the Palazzo, with the bellmen, waiters, chambermaids and cooks always holding out their hands and asking for tips. No one cared that the Palazzo was careful to warn the guests about this practice and that the help was not supposed to act that way. Gratuities for these kinds of services were included as a service charge on the hotel bill specifically to prevent this bothersome behavior. Most of us understood these were difficult times in Naples. People needed money. What was the harm in asking? Unsuspecting tourists were fair game. They couldn't tell one coin from another and always felt prey to the sad looks of children. Look at all the lazzaroni in the streets, always begging for money. It seemed everyone was trying to make ends meet, even the authorities. The authorities? Ha! They just turned a blind eye. And what about the inspectors from the city hall? They had their hands out asking for money too. Most Neapolitans were simply trying to put food on their tables and keep roofs over their heads. Naples was a city of survivors, where people from the youngest of age learned how to get by from one day to the next using their cunning and wit. A pensione? Crazy in the head! Paul and I did not have the money. We had no experience. Who would stay there? Who would cook? Who would mop? Who would make the beds? Who would launder the sheets? What about Mussolini's fascists and all their silly regulations? What did we know about operating a pensione? Now, I can only laugh and smile when I think about that time. I remember how I caught Mila's dream. It was an idea that refused to leave. An irritating mosquito bite I continued to scratch. And day after day, that little bite began to itch more and more until, just like Mila, I started to imagine what might be. That was when that crazy little bite grew so large that it did not matter how much I scratched. It became my dream, too. And today? Today I sit quietly for hours and hours and ponder those moments. I relive those memories. I picture the Pensione Alexandra in the early evening with its beautiful sunsets. I dream of the magnificent view of the Bay of Naples and feel the caress of the gentle breeze in those nights we sat on the balcony after everything in the kitchen was put up and our work was done for the day. I remember the moon when everyone slept and how I always knew I could speak, and it would listen. I remember the people of Naples, how they always overflowed with both the joy and the misery of life, and how crazy and alive Naples always felt, like a heart that never stops pounding. How could I forget that old man Vesuvius, his pipe spewing smoke and his mouth spouting fiery red lava, watched over us at night? The Pensione Alexandra never made us wealthy, but it did enrich our lives. It changed us and made us become so different from the way we were. It brought the world to our windows. I was given a perch to observe the people of Europe struggle and suffer through unimagined and horrible times. I watched impassioned joy and tearful loss. When I think of those moments and the many people who passed through our doors, the memories make me smile and laugh and cry and catch my breath all at once. They bring me delight. They make me sad. They remind me of happiness, uncertainty, anguish, fear, desperation, and longing. They make me grateful for the life I have lived. These memories will never fade. They will always fill my heart. Me? A pensione? Crazy in the head. That's what I told Mila that otherwise unremarkable October day when she came home and told us that Bertie Allen was selling the Pensione Alexandra. What on earth did we know about running a pensione?